Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I am Dan. The second voice you will hear shortly is my co-host and dear friend, Jordan. This is a podcast where he and I like to sit down, drink some novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones. I am coming in with a little introduction for a little minisode today. What we've got for you is an excerpt of the episode that we did on Monday night. The issue that with the rest of the episode, I've decided to sort of chop off a bunch of it because we tried to cover a little bit of Alex Jones's rhetoric vis-a-vis the Parkland shooting, and what it turned into was kind of a repetitive thing. I didn't feel like at the end of the day when I looked back at it that it added much to the conversation. The larger conversation in the world, and I felt like we were just retreading old territory that we've gone over and over and over again about how Alex Jones acts in these crises and tragedy situations. And beyond that, too, we talked a little bit about the situation with YouTube and their quote-unquote strikes that they're applying to Alex's YouTube channel. And already, I mean, we recorded it on Monday, and now here on Wednesday, it's already, that conversation has already evolved to the point where I think we have a different point that we'd like to make, which hopefully we'll talk about for on our next episode. But from all of that, there was a piece of what we covered that I think is very important, and I think it is relevant in relation to the Parkland shooting. Suffice it to say, Alex Jones is acting way out of line, and he's pretending that he's the victim, which is kind of, you know, it's very standard for him. He's throwing around rhetoric about how this is the globalists' main attack, which is something he says every time he feels a little bit cornered and sales have dipped a little bit. I think that's kind of, or he fears that sales will dip. So that's sort of a lot of the stuff that we covered at the beginning of the episode. But then we talked about a very bizarre incident that happened the day after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And that was that Alex Jones had one of the students, a gentleman by the name of Jalen Martin, on the show. And I think that that is something that is worth looking at. And so that will be what we cover today. I hope you all enjoy and have a good one. We will be back with another episode pretty soon, and boy howdy, there's a whole lot to go over. Alex Jones's world is falling apart right in front of his eyes, and it'll be tough to sift through all of it to try and synthesize an episode, but I will do my best. For now, enjoy, and we'll see you soon.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
So in that last clip, we heard that Alex Jones referenced that there was a kid from the school on his show.
Yeah.
And he had a gentleman by the name of Jalen Martin on his show. The internet has gone up in a flutter of people saying that the government needs to protect him because he's going to get killed for the things that he has said. And then another side of the internet has gone on the attack saying that he's not real, or he wasn't a high school student and wasn't at the school. And I think all of them are pretty crazy. I was able to find, like, one guy who was making the argument that he's not a high schooler posted a link to this website called Sech Point or something like that, C-E-C-C Point. And it's like a conservative news blog of some sort.
At this point, news should never be anywhere near the word conservative.
Okay, conservative opinion blog of some sort. And so he was a writer, or is a writer, perhaps even, and they're like, this is proof that he wasn't a high schooler. But if you read his bio, it clearly indicates that he's still in school and plans to go to college this fall. But interestingly, his name is taken off the writer's page on the website. So I used the Wayback Machine because I wanted to see, like, if this was some nonsense and it was just some internet garbage.
Yeah.
But I pulled up from August 23rd, 2017, the same page but with less articles because they hadn't been written at the time. And it has the same bio. And, you know, the only thing that I want to take away from it is Jalen has been expanding his knowledge of the political world for nearly 3 years, specifically since June 16th, 2015. That's the day that Trump announced his candidacy. So his libertarian and conservative views that were culminated from studying the history of Ron Paul, Barry Goldwater, etc. And that's not wrong. It's not wrong to have conservative views or anything like that. It doesn't paint him as some sort of a monster, but it should indicate that, I mean, he's already an InfoWars guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At least he's Nazi adjacent.
Well, he's a Trump supporter who writes for a, and I looked at the articles that they post on that site, and they're all InfoWars narratives.
Yeah.
And so it's, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
that's how I feel about it. It's like, this is a mess. Because he has as much license to speak about his experience as literally anybody else in the world.
Of course.
He has every right to do that wherever he wants to. And I feel as bad for him as I do for the other students who are being assaulted and attacked online by the people saying he's not a high schooler. Because from everything that's available, everything I can see, he is. He was a student at the school. And that is the same crisis actor attack coming from the other side. And it makes me really sad. It bums me out. Now there's a further problem.
Oh no. When you have that long pause, that means it's a big problem.
It's a pretty big problem.
And I'm not going to be stoked about it, am I?
It's a pretty big problem, but let's just jump into the interview and I'll get to the problem as it comes up.
Okay.
The first problem is that Alex Jones repeatedly says the name of the school wrong, which is, I mean, if you're going to misspeak once, fine. But if you're going to consistently call it Majority Stoneman, that means that you don't have a grasp on the issues. So if you're consistently saying the name of the school wrong, I'm not going to take your in-depth information with as much, you know, credibility.
Right.
I'm going to say you might have not done the research. You don't know the name of the goddamn school. Anyway.
And Jalen Martin, a senior at Majority Stoneman Douglas High School, again, just about 40 minutes north of Miami, is joining us, but the context here is the background. KHOU, Matt Muzell, was in Florida covering the big baseball tryouts. He's the top sports reporter on KHOU, very respected channel, top channel in Houston.
I hope they talk about the baseball tryouts.
We're now getting reports that other people said that there were shootings on both ends of the building going on. Now, just like Vegas, it turned out the top acoustics experts listened to the audio, and there were multiple shooters. And now they are looking into multiple shooters, and they admit there's been some type of cover-up. And there was this big Saudi Arabian military conference happening that weekend. And Paddock was a gun runner, and he had gone to the Middle East. We broke all that the day after.
So what he's done already is said Jalen Martin is our guest, acting like he's going to go to him.
Yeah.
And before he does, he sets up what he wants to do, and that is he brings up this other narrative of a mass shooting that he's already established as a fake false flag.
Yep.
But he has no evidence of that. He's established that, and so he brings that subtly into the conversation while also saying this, what you got distracted by the baseball aspect of it.
Yes.
But this Houston reporter who was there who talked to that girl.
Yeah.
Who we've already referenced, who said that she ran into the shooter.
Right.
On the way out. So he's already contextualized where he wants this to go. And this is a subtle memory trick. This is a thing that you can do to try and get people to remember things differently. You can it's like what investigators do who are unethical when they're questioning suspects. It's how it's how you frame it. Like if you did this in court, you would be there would be
roundly
you might have to go to the bench.
Yeah.
Just like we're covering all this the day after.
Oh yeah,
so I'm just setting the table there that we don't just go into things and say
A
false flag. Oh.
Yes, you do.
Just for fun.
Yes, you do.
One day we'll do the.
Yes, you do.
One day we'll do the Boston bombing episode, so you can hear him like minutes after rush on air. You're like, this is fake.
Oh man.
Oh, it's fake. Sometimes stuff is exactly like they say, and we are saying real people were shot. The
Jenick
media
might not be.
Will of course say that I say no one's shot. That's a hoax they always put out because they're fake news. They're also saying Trump blamed the victims. There's no such tweets, no such statements. CNN, MSNBC, they're all lying.
So, in this rambling introduction to his guest, he has...
Wait, the kid is actually going to come on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, it's weird. So, Alex, in introducing his guest. He has laid out the stuff we've already talked about and then been like, CNN is going to lie about us. We are victims. We're maligned by everybody. And so is Trump. It is too long of an introduction.
Yeah.
So joining us.
No disagreement.
For this segment, the next is Jaylen Martin. We appreciate his courage reaching out to us as a listener and getting us a student ID and all his info. And so here he joins us, senior at the high school. First, I want to give him my condolences for any friends he may have lost or what happened.
You fucking so fake you've got bullshit. The segment fuck the next, you.
And longer if you need it to talk about
fucking
what
fake
happened.
Fuck it.
The empathy?
For real.
Yeah.
The empathy? Oh, my condolences to you. Now. Now is a great time. When you fuck it. That's unreal. The God damn it.
It's tough.
I cannot hear that.
It's tough.
It's really fucking bad.
It's tough.
Happened, your view, the Secret Service, the SWAT drill, what faculty told you, did you know or ever talk to Nicholas Cruz, the reported lone gunman, a.k.a. Tim McVeigh, a.k.a. Lee Harvey Oswald? I mean, did you talk? Did you know this fellow? Thank you for joining us, Jaylen.
Yes, Alex. So I'd like to start off with saying I don't know Nick.
Okay.
And Jaylen Martin.
Oh, shit. So we have at the beginning of that clip, he says to set up the interview.
AKA.
Well, no, to set up the interview at the beginning, he's referencing this video of a girl saying that she heard shots when she was in the presence of the shooter.
Right.
And then he rambles through all this other bullshit about how InfoWars is lied about all the time and Las Vegas was a false flag and we know all this information about it that I got from my internet message board, but I pretend I have FBI level sources. And then to give one further punch, he insinuates that Lee Harvey Oswald and Timothy McVeigh are fake lone wolves who Nicholas Cruz is exactly like.
Yeah.
So he's already implanted very deeply the suggestion that what I want out of you is I want you, who is a student there, to be my prop. I need someone from the inside who I can throw around with as much credibility as CNN is doing with these kids.
Of course.
I need my version of that. So what I need from you is I need you to validate that there were multiple shooters. And Alex, I mean, you know, in our episode about David Lynch that we put out on Monday, that episode, Alex kept badgering him because he wanted to talk about 9/11.
Right.
He does the same thing to this kid about wanting him to say that there were multiple shooters. And
I think it's a little bit different saying that to a grown man who directed Mulholland Drive.
It's very different.
I think it's a little bit different.
It's very different.
This is some making a murderer type shit right here.
It's really, like I told you at the top of the episode, it's incredibly disgraceful. And you have no idea how disgraceful it gets.
Yeah.
But before we get to that.
God, if I had an interview with Alex, I would want a lawyer present. Just to give me counsel on whether or not to answer.
I would want
bullshit.
A lawyer who, screams. A screamy lawyer.
Dan, are you in luck?
You got to pass the bar.
I have not done that yet, but so, I'm assuming it's pretty easy in Illinois.
There's one clip here of Jaylen talking about his experience, and I'm going to play it because I think, you know, it bears hearing. And also, I think that Alex is probably going to use it poorly, and I think that there's a benign explanation for what he brings up.
Fast forward again to later in the day, we hear the fire alarm. Everyone was confused because we already had a fire drill today. Why was the fire alarm going off again? That's what everyone was, like, wondering. So we all just went outside. We stood there for, like, 1 minute. Within 1 minute, there were, like, four police cars there. My teacher was standing there because he didn't know what was happening. No one did. He thought it was a fire drill. And then eventually he was like, okay, let's go, because everyone was shifting. Fast. And I mean, there's like 3,000 kids there. Everyone was shifting away from the school. So within like the next 3 minutes, there had to have been like at least 50 cars there. I kept telling people around me, okay, this is not anything serious until I see a helicopter. And within like a few more minutes, I ended up seeing a helicopter. But I got reports from people around me. They were telling me, oh, this is a code black, which means bomb. That was the new thing that we learned. And then people were like, no, it's code red. It's code red, which means active shooter. So my friend took my phone from me, and he used it to call his mom because he didn't have his phone. He thought it was a fire drill. He was just going to leave it in the classroom. So he tried to call his mom. His mom answered, and he was like, Mom, there's an active shooter here. There's an active shooter. A teacher came up out of nowhere and said, don't tell her that. Be quiet. Don't tell anybody. And he was like, shut up. And the teacher walked up, snatched the phone away from him, and it looked like he was going to break my phone. I was like, no, that's my phone. He was like, don't give it back. Don't tell anyone.
So that experience, I believe, is probably accurate or real, at least. And I don't think a teacher came out of nowhere. I think you probably just didn't notice him. But then the piece of it is, like, yeah, you probably don't want people spreading erroneous information that hasn't been confirmed or causing a panic, that sort of thing. The idea that a teacher would be like, don't say, don't spread that, we don't know what the situation is, that seems like the behavior of someone who's probably pretty stressed out, doesn't know what's going on, and is responsible for a large mass of kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, that to me doesn't sound like some sort of cover-up. And I don't think that...
My first thought is, okay, now you have 3,000 kids calling their parents.
Right.
And you have 3,000 cars on their way.
Yeah.
And there's an active shooter.
Yeah, you end up with a real, real bottleneck problem.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, like, wasn't it like an hour and a half later or whatever that they caught him? Like, they didn't even have, you didn't have a perimeter. There's all sorts of concerns
yeah.
that are legitimate in this case. So I think that, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I think that experience is probably sincere and real, but I also think that the way Alex heard it is probably this teacher's trying to enforce a cover-up of something. So also, Jalen goes on to say that the Secret Service had a drill at the school a month prior, and that just doesn't make sense even if you're a conspiracy theorist. Because the Secret Service is...
Why would the Secret Service be there?
The Secret Service is engaged in protecting people like the president and other dignitaries.
Or going after treasury fraud.
Exactly. It's not like a shoot 'em up kind of organization. It's not like you would want the ATF.
This isn't Elliot Ness walking in there going like, I'm going to solve those problems.
You want the ATF or the DEA or something like that. You want some other combination of letters, not the Secret Service. It has nothing to do with this sort of thing. So the idea that he's coming on and saying that the Secret Service had a drill there a month prior leads me to believe that he got some faulty information about who was doing a drill.
Right.
I would believe if it was the Sheriff's Department. I would believe it if it was SWAT team even or something like that with the terrible world we live in now. But the Secret Service aspect of this is horseshit.
I just heard him say, they taught us codes.
Yeah, yeah.
They taught us codes.
No,
it's
but
code black, that's a bomb.
I remember that. I mean, I even experienced a little bit of that in school or even in like workplaces. You know, the shelter in place kind of drills. When I worked at Groupon, we had to go hide in a fucking office a couple times as drills for like shooter exercises because they were concerned that someone might be able to come in and shoot up the office.
They should treat their workers better.
Yeah, I mean, that thought crossed my mind. That thought crossed my mind while I was sitting in the unprotected office. Yeah. It's like, I hope I'm...
Oh, why would somebody come shoot up the Groupon? Oh.
So here in this next clip, we get Alex doing his first volley and trying to get Jalen to say that there were multiple shooters. And we will see how it goes.
But Jalen Martin, laying on us, recapping what you said, you talked to friends that said they thought there were multiple shooters. The Secret Service had a drill there. Just other points I was asking you, what are your friends, what are people you're talking to, because school's out today. I'm just repeating what you told me during the break. And you said he's very easily led, kind of almost like autistic, that you could get him to do anything you wanted. That's why nobody was his friend, was because he obviously had some serious, saddening mental issues. This guy sounds like the perfect cutout, like Sirhan, and people know about what happened with the RFK. That was totally, the local coroners said that he was shot from behind, not from in front. Sirhan's arm was wedged on the table in the kitchen.
He did not shoot
Robert F. Kennedy.
When he was in the kitchen.
So that's a little bit of background. This is really getting bad, folks. This looks just like Vegas. So just recapping everything and the points you haven't made here, Jalen, because this is, and we've got new video on top of the other videos we're going to play as
well. The points you haven't
more
made.
Eyewitnesses. saying
recapping the things you didn't say.
You're saying you talked to witnesses that said the same thing. Please elaborate.
Yeah, I talked to a guy who had a class with him, and he said he was just really weird. He did everything that people told him to do. It was like he just wanted friends, but it was more like a, like there was obviously mental issues with this guy. And it was like when he told me that, I kind of like thought to myself, okay, this is, that makes sense in a way, you know? And it's like, when people are compliant like that, to that degree that he specified, there's so many things that they could do just from someone telling them to do it.
So he doesn't say anything.
He doesn't confirm the multiple shooters. What he says is this guy was influenceable.
Right.
And so that supports...
Maybe a needy kid?
Yeah. At the... Like, the best Alex can do with that is that supports that it's somebody controlling him as opposed to...
Well, what he said there at the end was purely speculative.
Right.
But to be like, yes, someone might be able to tell him to do a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, this is not good, like, evidence of anything. And you hear him, like, stammering around, and he doesn't have any knowledge of the shooter. He's basing this on something he heard from someone else. So this is secondhand information at best. So Alex has tried to get him to say that there was multiple shooters. And so he didn't get what he needed. So he goes back to the well a little bit later.
And so it could have been him as the shooter. I'm just zeroing in. Have you seen the video of
the
senior there at the high school, Alexa Mednick? Who says that she knew him and talked to him, and there he was as shots are going off, and that she thinks there were multiple shooters.
One more little interesting thing about that is he dropped the gun and blended in with all the crowd and then left. If I had walked home, I just went to Starbucks because it's right there, and I waited for my mom to pick me up, but if I had walked home, I would have been walking beside him because he was caught literally on my street. And that's the thing about that is they were pillaging through, you know, the school. And I heard that there were still shots after, like,
I heard
30 minutes or so. I heard there were still shots. I don't know if that was police officers or what, but that's what I heard. And if that is true, then there is no way because he would not. I know exactly how long it takes to walk to my house because I've walked this route for 2 years.
Sure, so you're saying the official story doesn't add up, and over and over and over again, we now know, you said you've been a listener a few years, we're talking during the break. I mean, Vegas now, they admit the official story's not true.
Hmm.
And the guy was a gun runner. Well, we first got that from FBI sources the day after.
Well,
he'd gone to the
right.
Middle East. I mean, we're not saying we know exactly what happened. We're just saying we've been lied to, and credible sources are telling us that.
So in that clip, he is, again, asking him to just say that there were multiple shooters.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that, but he goes just far enough that Alex brings him in for a warm verbal hug there at the end with the,
So it doesn't all add up.
The official story is a lie and great, just like everything else. But he knows that he needs more.
I think there were multiple shooters.
Right.
That's what he needs.
He needs something a little stronger because this isn't going to play.
He needs a real quote as opposed to his endgame quotes.
Well, but he needs a quote that isn't like a conditional statement based on something he heard from somebody else.
Yeah.
This isn't a source. This is, I heard that there was shooting later. And if that's true, then of course he couldn't have been,
yeah.
Which anybody with a thinking, like a functional brain would be able to tell. Like, that's just like if A, then B. It's that simple. So Alex goes back to the well a third time. And this is not good. And it's going to really make you mad and also probably make you laugh a little bit at the end. but
I do have the capacity to go from one to the other very quickly.
I mean, this, my friend, this.
An almost disconcerting ability.
This is Alex Jones to a T. Badgering a child in order to use them as a prop for their propaganda arguments that aren't based in reality, and then you'll see what happens.
Jalen, in your own words, because you got cut off on the last break, you were getting into your friends coming out, people that knew him as well, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Repeat what you were trying to finish when you talked about people that you talked to saying multiple shooters as well. As we have a lot of witnesses coming forward, more video clips coming up in the next segment of You'll Ride Shotgun with us a few more minutes. But just briefly, what specifically did your friends and classmates say they thought?
Okay, so they said that after the school was clear and everyone was, you know, mostly gone, I think one of the people I talked to said they talked to, I can't remember her name, but you know the girl who's in that video who was like, there was...
So this is third hand, basically.
One of my friends said they talked to the other girl.
The girl in that video who ran into the shooter in the hallway.
The girl told my friend who then told me.
Right.
She said that she was with her, I think. And the weird thing about that is that she was with her, and then she heard the shots too. This is two people in the same place heard these shots that obviously he couldn't have done. So I think there's...
All right, Jalen, I know school's off today, but I know you're busy. You've gotten in a windy spot. I know you're walking around outside. So let me put you on hold if you can do five more minutes. I want to come back. I want to get you in a spot where it's audible. Then we're going to come right back to you. We appreciate your courage, but I want to get this clear. I'm having trouble getting the last part. You're crystal clear, more articulate than I am, and most of my other crew around here. When your phone's clear, it's the phone that is being inarticulate here. So we're going to try to get to a spot where the wind is not blowing in the receiver. I haven't even, I'm going to get to it next hour. We put this out on the web from the live show. We'll put the clips on the front and the back of more people coming forward. KPRC, KHOU saying, oh yeah, multiple shooters. You name it. That's all coming up when we come back. I've got a plug though. We're not going to be here. The crew keeps pointing that out to me. We've got 50% off all of the Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have 50% off the super high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. And it's fortified with colloidal silver. It's fortified with high-quality iodine. And we use one of the top firms in the country that produces some of the top lines of organic toothpaste. But I can tell you right now that some of the top lines of organic toothpaste have about 50 cents to a dollar worth of product in them. We put up to $3, depending on the run, because stuff costs different each run, $2 to $3 in each tube, and then when we sell it for $11, $12, that's a good deal. At $7.47 at 50% off right now, it's basically a loss leader for us, but I want you to see how great it is, and your purchase does help the broadcast. So the Super Blue fluoride-free
mouthwash. Do you think the ad's over yet?
Total silver.
Do you think it's about to end?
The Super Blue toothpaste.
It should. It should never have happened.
It's available. An additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship each month.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Every 2-3 months, you can cancel any time, and you get an additional 10% off, and that way you get it in your mail every 15, 30, 42, 60, or 90 days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Yeah, you finished.
And a bunch of other big specials are about to end as well.
Turns out
50% off on the liver and kidney cleanse. Icarin, super high powered, super high quality, only $19.95. And 50% off, that's our latest product. I want you to see how great it is. Shell Force Plus, 53% off. That's going to be called DNA Force Plus very soon. And a bunch of other products. Those discounts
okay,
are
well,
have to
why
end
would I buy it
early
now?
Early next week. So take advantage of that
to
and
buy
find
when you change
a cutting
the name.
Edge organization that will cover the news the globalists don't want you to be aware of.
So. That's
wow.
It. Yep.
Fucking. You know.
He realized that he had gotten as much out of it as he's going to get out of it. You know, he got
He got him to say just enough.
He
almost said
a friend
multiple
told
shooters.
Me she talked to her and may have also heard something.
And he
I
was
think.
With her at the same time, and he may have said that they still heard shots.
Right.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
There's wind, and Alex is like, "Sweet ad break, get the fuck out."
Yeah.
That's it. You know that. It's a disgusting lack of optics
is what I want to say, but I mean, this is the game. This is what he does.
Well,
this is it.
I mean,
it's the day after this shooting. He has a kid from the school on there, badgers him to try and confirm the multiple shooter narrative that he wants to push. And when he gets close enough, he's like, "Hey, your phone's too windy. I got to do a 2-minute ad." That's what he does. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
He's an illiterate man who also is backed into a weird pill multi-level marketing scheme.
Right.
That he's desperately afraid he's going to lose because he got in bed with some fucking people who were committing treason. And it turns out everyone gets hurt. That's what ends up happening. That's just the end result. That's the cautionary tale we have.
You know what I have to say to that?
Learn to read.
What you gonna do?
The
one thing that I immediately thought about whenever he did that ad pivot is all that is a more brazen cable news.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, it is something that should be noted that as disgraceful and embarrassing as that is, how much difference is there between that and CNN running all of this live coverage, and then we're going to have to go to break.
Well,
and they're selling toothpaste.
Well,
So how much of a difference really is there?
It's different because after that 2 minutes, he went to commercial.
Oh.
That's what's different.
I mean, that's another level of disgrace.
Yeah.
That is a second step up. You're right. I don't disagree with you there.
The agreement that we have societally gotten into with entertainment is someone's got to fund this entertainment that we want to watch. And so we put up with these commercials because they pay for the entertainment and the shows that we want to watch. In the same way that, you know, you got to watch a little ad before YouTube videos sometimes,
right,
or trailers and commercials at the movies. It's just the agreed upon situation. Alex breaks this social contract by doing commercials in the middle of the show, and he does it so brazenly with the, like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to get some moment of intensity, and then I'm going to fucking throw it to the commercial because I know I've put you in a suggestible state.
Right.
And so that's what he's doing. I just don't think at the end of the day, I don't think that there's any reason to engage with him about the stuff that he's doing right now.
Like, no, I agree with you.
This
has stopped being like awful, and this is now truly pathetic.
It's very sad.
It's just, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
There's a piece of it that is like, have you no decency? Like, there is a part of it that's like that.
But the answer to that is no, and
of course not. Never have.
And none of them do anymore.
No. All right, so that's the episode, guys. I hope you all got something from that. Hope we learned a little bit. Hope we saw very disgraceful ad pivot being kind of the main end goal for Alex. The primary end goal, of course, getting Jalen to say that there were multiple shooters or that he believed that to be the case. And then the actual goal that is in service of is getting a nice, hot 2-minute sales pitch in right before going to commercial. And, you know, this is Alex, heartless pile of garbage. Anyway, guys, if you want more of our show, you can find us at knowledgefight.com. You can check us out at knowledge_fight on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can check us out there. We are on iTunes. That is Knowledge Fight on iTunes. Probably got to search for the entire thing because we don't know how to make the most of algorithms. Anyway, yeah, we will see you soon. Have a good one.